All right. Good afternoon. I'm Rachel, and you're on 94.9 The Bridge. I've got on the phone with me the mayor of Seaside, Jay Barber. Mayor, thank you for chatting with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So there's a lot going on at this time. It's kind of a crazy time. Would you please recap for us your meeting with the governor and comment on the new stricter orders?
Yes. As I think most people in the community know, that late last week, the city council met in an emergency meeting to declare a state of emergency for Seaside, which really opened the door for us to take the steps that we took yesterday. The section 2 of the resolution states, and I'll read it just very simply, the city and its officials shall be authorized to take legal actions and issue orders as are determined necessary to protect the public property and to conduct activities that strive to minimize and or mitigate the effect of the emergency. We were waiting yesterday to hear from the governor, and she did hand down some pretty stiff directives, orders this morning regarding stay in shelter, stay at home. Mm-hmm. And the conference call yesterday with all of the mayors of Oregon and a number of county commissioners and other leaders, the North Coast was well represented in that that conference call, and really scored a message to the governor that we've got to stop the flow of people coming from the metropolitan areas to the beach, the North Coast. We can't protect our citizens as those people continue to come in, and our tools for stopping that were very limited at that point. So she has made that order with the additional issue of punitive fines, criminal fines for people who do not obey it. So the stay at home order is you may go out only to go to the grocery store, to go to work if you're in an essential position, to go to the pharmacy or doctor appointment, or to get gas at the gas station. Mm-hmm. So based on that, then yesterday afternoon, working with city staff and the city council, we issued additional orders that we felt we were now in a legal position to do so by doing things. We closed the beach, which was a very controversial move. Local citizens love walking on the beach, walking their dog on the beach. But I'm asking for patience now. Right now, the beach is what's drawing people from Portland and metropolitan areas to this area. The beach is closed. It's saying to the people in the metro areas, stay at home. You cannot go to the beach. But unfortunately, that means true for local residents as well. And so the beach is closed. And that means from the cove on the south edge of the city to the estuary separating Seaside and Gearhart to the north. And that order became effective today. Mm-hmm. Further, in harmony with the Board of County Commissioners order that they passed on Sunday, we've ordered that all lodging, hotels, short-term rentals, homestay lodges and campgrounds in the city of Seaside shall be closed effective today. We're amending that just slightly because we've become aware that there are essential services where people are required to be here but don't live here, like rotation doctors and nurses in the hospital, some construction people, and people who are here staying in a hotel, their loved one is in the hospital, not expected to survive. And so we're making allowance for exceptions, but by and large, the hotels and all of the short-term rentals are closed as of today, with the exception of those circumstances. And then finally, the Seaside City Hall, the Convention Center, the Visitors Bureau, and Public Works continue to operate with essential services and limited staff, but all of the buildings are locked, and any city business between citizens and the city staff will have to be done by appointment or by phone calls. And so that is the case as well. Mm-hmm. Retail businesses are urged also to close. because that is another draw, and that is a part of the order as well. So those are difficult steps to take, but our mission is to protect the citizens living here, particularly those that are in danger of being exposed to the virus, and we want to protect those that are most vulnerable. So that's kind of where we are, and we're mm-hmm. now seeing a real shutdown in the city. I was just down driving through the heart of the city. There are very few people in downtown or on Highway 101. Mm-hmm. So I think we are making progress.
Right. Well, there really are no guidelines or policies regarding taking the proper action in this situation. It's completely new and uncharted territory for everyone, right?
So it is. It is.
Yeah. And that being said, there was an extreme reaction by the local public, specifically about Seaside, regarding the tourists that flooded in the town and the beaches.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's a new ordinance that has been put into place, closing the beaches and all of that. So from this point forward, do you plan to follow all of the recommendations put forth by the state and county as they come in? And do you feel that the coastal communities, knowing that it was spring break, that possibly this could have happened, acted appropriately leading up to this weekend?
Well, we felt like the orders that were in place, particularly from the governor, would stem the flow of spring breakers coming to the beach. But mm-hmm. at the same time, we found out that the state parks were announcing, come to the beach, it's healthy there, or take a hike in the woods. Mm-hmm. And we addressed that issue with the governor and shut down those kinds of messages going out to people. We were totally taken off guard on Friday. Friday during the day, there was very little activity in the city. And then about Friday late afternoon, the people just hit the city, hit the beaches up and down of the Gearhart Beach, Hug Point. Cars were lined up along the highway even.
Yeah.
And so that was not expected. Mm-hmm. And so these more draconian measures had to be instituted, and there will be teeth and enforcement behind them.
All right. Okay. And well, in your opinion, is there a good countywide coordination going on between the cities of Astoria, Warrenton, Seaside, Cannon Beach? Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
That's part of the action that the city took yesterday, is that mm-hmm. we're in communication with all of the cities in the county, and our effort is to try to have consistent policies at work in every one of the cities as well as in the county. If we close a portion of the hotels, but don't make clear the exceptions, or if we didn't close hotels and Warrenton does, then those people are simply going to move to Seaside. So mm-hmm. what we're working is to have consistent policies in all of the cities as well as the county. And I think we are at that point right now.
Okay. So there are continuing collaborative actions taking place between all the cities. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're in touch. I've changed emails this morning with the mayor of Astoria, Bruce Jones, and mm-hmm. I'm in touch with our neighboring Warrenton and Gearhart mayors. We already had a wonderful pattern of working together, and that serves you well when a crisis comes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to add or let our listeners know?
No, the thing that I keep saying whenever I have the opportunity to say it is that this is a time for us to look out for each other. The grocery stores are open, and I know the Safeway store here in Seaside, which serves a broad range of communities, is working hard to provide social distancing. They've marked off their check lines so the people need to stand 6 feet apart. But they've also instituted a policy on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for senior citizens only, to provide people that are at higher risk the opportunity to come to the grocery store. But what I'm saying and others are saying is that if you have a senior citizen or an infirm or elderly person in your neighborhood, check in with them and see if you can go to the store for them and buy what they need. and bring it back to their doorstep, and so that they aren't exposed to the possibility of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And Seaside has a wonderful history of stepping up and looking out for each other at times like that. In 2007, when the horrible storm came through and we were without power and the city services for several days, people broke out their barbecues and cooked for the neighborhoods and looked out after each other. That's happening right now in our city and will continue to happen in this crisis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was Mayor Jay Barber. Thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon, and thank you for everything that you're doing to protect our communities.
Thank you. And if there are new issues that come up, I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Again, that was the mayor of Seaside, Jay Barber. We want to thank the mayor again for speaking with us today. 94.9 The Bridge would like to remind everyone that it's important during this time of uncertainty to maintain our sense of community and continue to support each other as best we can while taking necessary precautions to keep everyone safe. We will overcome and we will come out strong and unified if we remember we're all in this together. Thank you again to the mayor for being with us today. Stay tuned to 94.9 The Bridge for continued updates on the situation.